Welcome to Redmond Radio. I'm your host, Michael Domingo, editor of mcpmag.com and redmondmag.com. And I thank you for listening. It's the first day of October, and here's what we'll cover in this episode. Windows 2008 release candidate and XP SP1 beta released. XP's availability is extended another 5 months. And analysts say that Ballmer is underpaid. As well, the EU and US Senate scrutinize the Google DoubleClick deal. Before we head to the first Redmond Radio news segment, let's break for a message from our sponsor, Case.
Yeah, IT Detective Agency.
I had to see you. I just can't take it anymore. Having to go out to all the remote locations to patch machines and roll out Vista.
Case is the leading systems management appliance company. Their customers typically install in 1 day, at 1/3 the cost of software alternatives. You need to get to KACE.com immediately.
Everything in one appliance. I'm glad you're on the case.
Case. Systems management. Done.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening to Redmond Radio, the weekly podcast roundup of Microsoft news and other IT happenings. There was gobs of Microsoft news that came out last week, so let's jump to it. A European think tank is recommending to the European Commission that computers sold abroad come out without any operating system preloaded. The Globalization Institute, which released the report, is a Brussels, Belgium-based group that favors free market policies. The paper argues that prices of computers would drop with meaningful OS competition, and the best way to do that is not to have OEMs offer customers a choice in OSs with a purchase, but to simply sell the OS separate from the computer. The Institute's report comes a week after Microsoft lost its appeal of the EC's antitrust decision, and some analysts find the ideas in the report to be counter to innovation, considering that Apple locks in Mac buyers to its Mac OS. Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer received a pay package valued at $1.3 million for fiscal 2007. For the year ended June 30th, Ballmer received $620,000 in salary and a $650,000 bonus. Some analysts consider the CEO to be underpaid based on his company's performance in comparison to exec pay that was handed out to others, such as Larry Ellison of Oracle, who received $61 million in 2007. A Wall Street story says that Microsoft is mulling an investment in Facebook that would value the rapidly growing online hangout at $10 billion or more. Citing unnamed people familiar with the matter, the Wall Street Journal said Microsoft is holding preliminary discussions that could culminate in a $300 million to $500 million investment in Facebook. In return, Microsoft would receive a 5% stake in the company. Facebook has so far raised nearly $41 million from venture capitalists and other individual investors. Microsoft released several major updates for its Windows lineup last Monday, including the first release candidate for Windows Server 2008 and the initial public beta for Vista Service Pack 1. Windows 2008 RC1 includes Windows Server virtualization, as well as server role support, PowerShell, and a new feature called Read-Only Domain Controller. The Vista SP1 beta will include a desktop search capability that opens it up to rival search engines, as well as security and reliability enhancements. In related news, Microsoft says it's rolling out changes to its search engine, quadrupling the number of sites it searches for new information, and overhauling the core technology that decides which results to display. Satya Nadella, corporate vice president for Microsoft's Search and Advertising Group, said the updates will be phased in. Some of the improvements come in the way live search interprets what users are looking for. Even if they misspell a word, type in two separate words instead of a compound word, or use a variation like driving instead of drive. Live search will also better detect what Nadella calls stop words, which are keywords or phrases that aren't considered unless there's a specific combination or context, like the name Will Smith in the U.S. Microsoft also says it has improved advertising based on keywords in four main areas: shopping, local searches and maps, health, and entertainment. Product searches in those categories will bring up features like photos, shopping guides, and reviews. Office 2008 for Mac will be available in the U.S. beginning January 15th. Originally expected to be shipping in the second half of 2007, Microsoft in August announced the delay, citing quality control as the reason for the holdup. The new version will come in several new editions, including home and student versions. The full suite will be priced at just under $400. One nifty new release for Windows Vista Ultimate users is a cool feature called Windows Dream Scene. Dream Scene works like video wallpaper. Instead of a static image as a background, a full motion video takes its place. It's one of the many extras that Microsoft has promised and is finally releasing to the public. The company says to expect more extras in the months to come. Microsoft has decided to keep its forerunner, Windows XP, in sales and OEM channels for another 5 months. The company announced the move on its website last Thursday. XP was scheduled to be taken off shelves and out of OEM's hands next January. Microsoft says that customer feedback drove the decision. As well, the company expected revenue to continue streaming in at around 22% for 2008, which was revised up from 17%. And in our last bit of news, Microsoft's Excel 2007 spreadsheet program is going to have to relearn part of its multiplication table. In a blog post, Microsoft employee David Gaynor said that when computer users tried to get Excel 2007 to multiply some pairs of numbers, and the result was 65,535, Excel would incorrectly display 100,000 as the answer. Gaynor said Excel makes multiplying mistakes with numbers 77.1 by 850, 10.2 by 6,425, and 20.4 by 3,212.5, but the program appears to be able to handle 16,383.75 times 4. He said Excel was actually performing the calculations correctly, but has problems displaying the answers. He said that Microsoft is working hard to fix the problem, but was unable to say whether that problem would be ready by the October patching cycle. All right, when we return, we'll have IT news from The Wire here on Red Room Radio.
Eu vou pra Oslo, pra sair no Oslo Doom. Bloco Oslo, da terra do bacalhau, que todo ano cai a neve, eu faço som. Vai pra avenida no dia de carnaval. Eu vou pra Oslo, pra sair no Oslo Doom. Bloco Oslo, da terra do bacalhau.
Thanks once again for listening to Redmond Radio. If you enjoy listening to this program and staying informed on what's happening in IT, please pass this show around to your colleagues. Before we get to the newswire, a few notes regarding what's online on the Redmond Media Group websites. Check out the October 2007 issue of Redmond Magazine, which includes insights from the Windows IT gurus. And in Redmond Channel Partner, how partners can prepare for the big Microsoft software launches coming in 2008. And over at Redmond Developer News, how wireless is complicating the web development space. And finally, a reminder to listen to all the way to the end of the podcast for details on how to enter our weekly Redmond T-shirt giveaway. Now here's what's popped up on the AP Newswire last week. Dell announced a deal last week to launch a retail presence in China by selling computers through the country's biggest chain of electronics stores. The deal extends Dell's strategy of expanding beyond its traditional internet and phone-based sales model into retail to cope with competition from Hewlett-Packard and other rivals. Dell also has targeted China with a low-cost PC unveiled in March, aimed at rural customers. Sales will start in 50 GOME Group stores next month and expand to more stores early next year. The company didn't release sales projections, but did say that Dell holds on to about 18% of Chinese PC market by revenue and 10% by number of units sold. Remember that story back in January where TJX disclosed the breach of at least 45 million credit and debit cards to potential fraud? Well, an investigation led by the Canadian government shows that hackers stole millions of those credit card numbers by intercepting wireless transfers of customer information from two Miami-area Marshall stores. Canadian Privacy Commissioner Jennifer Stoddart faulted TJX for failing to upgrade its data encryption system and retaining years-old customer data that should have been quickly purged from TJX's data systems. TJX spokeswoman Sherry Lang said her company worked collaboratively with Canadian authorities and would adopt their recommendations to upgrade its information security. The Google DoubleClick deal is going under intense scrutiny in the next couple of months. First, European regulators will decide before November whether to clear the deal or study the issue further. The EC set an initial review deadline of October 26th. Regulators could decide, however, to open an in-depth investigation, which could take up to 4 months, to examine how the creation of a new company will affect rivals and customers, and if any changes made to the deal could eliminate antitrust concerns. Over here in the U.S., senators expressed no outright opposition to the deal at a recent hearing focused on the deal's potential threats to competition and consumer privacy. While two senators offered opinions favoring the deal, Microsoft lawyer Brad Smith argued during the hearing that the deal would enable Google to become the overwhelmingly dominant pipeline for all forms of online advertising. He also said that Google would have sole control over the largest database of user information the world has ever known. Besides Microsoft, Yahoo has filed a complaint against the deal. Not much IT news came out on the wire last week, so here are a few Microsoft-related tidbits. PostPath says it has released one-step migration methodology to help Exchange 5.5 users switch to its PostPath Server 3.0 email and collaboration server. PostPath aims to provide a lower-cost alternative to Exchange and describes its open-source Linux-based server as a natively compatible alternative to the Microsoft offering. Microsoft is testing a way to present video advertising that's less annoying to web surfers. Instead of forcing MSN video visitors to watch an ad before every clip, Microsoft now shows one ad before their first video selection. The next ad appears after at least 3 minutes of viewing, and it won't interrupt a video midstream. Microsoft said the new tactic lets people channel surf without being interrupted by a commercial every single time. And finally, Microsoft and its hardware partners are trying to bridge the divide between home computers and TV sets this holiday season with the release of several media extenders. These TV set-top boxes will connect wirelessly to computers running the Home Premium or Ultimate flavors of Windows Vista and enable users to use their TV sets to watch movies, TV shows, and internet video that's already stored on their computers. Linksys, Nivius, Hewlett-Packard, and D-Link all expect to have their extenders ready by the holiday shopping season. And that's this week's episode of Redmond Radio. Before we go, I'd like to remind faithful Redmond Radio listeners that you can win a Redmond t-shirt in my weekly t-shirt giveaway. To enter, just send me an email at mdomingo@1105media.com. That's mdomingo@1105media.com with Redmond t-shirt on the subject line of your message. This week's t-shirt winner is Victor T. in Houston. Thanks to Victor for being a regular listener, and congratulations to him. And good luck to the rest of you next week. That's it for this episode of Redmond Radio. I'm Michael Domingo. I'd like to thank, once again, Case for sponsoring this episode, and you can find out more about them and their K-Box security appliances at case.com. That's K-A-C-E.com. As well, I want to thank listeners for their continued support of Redmond Radio through your continued streaming and downloading of this program. See you here next week.